I think there were like three things that I was supposed to maybe talk about.
We have renewals, Jim. We have two renewals.
Yay!
27th year, Bruce Benton. And lucky 13th, Lattice Bruce.
My God. So, I want to talk about the name change. Board met this evening and came up with, at this point in time, two names. We will not be divulging those yet. We need to check with the National to see whether or not these names are okay to use. So,
I'd like to just jump in there. Thank you all for your great feedback, for your texts, for your emails. We had over 125 different names submitted. And what we did was we took the
frequent... Put them all together.
I know, right? We're going to have a really long name. What we did is we took the frequency of how many times the same ones sort of popped up or things that were very similar and sort of compiled them and found some trends and things. And then, we found a way to kind of weight responses and get lots of good input. We had lots of good things to think about. So we are excited about the work, but before we get any further, we do want to check with the people upstairs in the high tower to make sure that we are good and okay to change name. But thank you. I appreciate all of your voices, all of your participation. I'm excited, and thank you.
All right, and now wait a minute, Gene, got any guests here tonight?
Oh, we got a guest, but we also have a guy that just joined the chapter.
All right,
Rich Weldon. And back for the second week, we've got Mike Orpel. George Lacamana. Back for more than the second week, Rob Larson.
Report on St. Valentine's. Who'd like somebody got a little summary of what happens for songs and so forth? You have the money, I know.
Well, yeah, three quartets sang during the day, 45 RPM Golden Oldies and Parts of Harmony. And I think between all of us, it was like 18 or 20 paid for singing Valentine's and plus four shows that Golden Oldies and 45 RPM did.
Great. Okay, cool. It looks like we made some money. But
yeah, $1,200,
$1,300,
something like that.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
On the piano, there is an envelope, and it says pocket squares. If you remember to bring in your blue pocket square, my wife will fold and iron it for you and have it all ready to put in your tux.
I would actually like to do this. I don't want the statement to be if you would like to. I want you all to bring your pocket squares and stick them in here. One, yes, they need to get ironed and not look like we have multiple folds in the darn things, but I think we're also attaching and sort of stapling, is that what I heard?
Yeah.
So that way, everyone's fold is going to look the same. They're not going to, like, fall way down in your pockets or do all these weird things. We want everyone to be uniform in our pocket silkage. So this is not a if you would like. This was please bring it and stick it in this thing so that before our concert, that's all taken care of. Bill?
Are we staying with the same triple P?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. They'll all be the same. Are all the pockets the same depth?
Well, there'll be a variable length card that you can snip at your desired length.
Mm-hmm. Or fold. Make it right.
I have one last report. Bob? Yes?
Right now, we've got about $2,000 in that sold, and I've got about $1,000 for getting that back to Larry. And there's a signature page there.
Larry's happy.
Keep the money coming. And, oh, here. You did get your information, and Maynard, and Dane. And if any new members want to sell ads, come and talk to me, and I'll give you a little taboo about it. What's going on?
What's our goal for ads?
$12,000.
We need the money.
Much as yes. Yes.
So we are fifth of the way there, everyone. That's 20%. Let's keep going.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to say tickets are on sale. I mean, go to the website and order tickets. So no tickets have been ordered yet.
Probably we'll have a meeting of the show committee next week so that we can give us some details and hopefully come back with a little more information about the show. Also, I know March.
March 4th, we'll be at Valley Performing Arts Center. I think the call will probably be 5:30. We'll be letting you know. We'll be singing a couple of songs that day. Adam is coming in on Sunday. He'll teach two classes. He'll do a master's class with the girls with one of their quartets in the morning, master's class with the boys' quartet in the morning, and then in the afternoon he'll be working with the Valley Southwoods Valley and middle school boys, and then we'll have a show, short show, at 6:30. Their quartets will sing, the boys will sing, and we'll sing a couple of songs. And then we will rehearse afterwards, either in the auditorium or in the vocal room, to make up for our lost week last week, because we're getting close to that show. The next day is at North High School. In the morning, Adam will be working with classes, and the elementary and middle school kids are going to come in. It is just an in-school thing there. We're not involved. Golden Oldies, and I hope 45 RPM, that's still a question whether they're going to be able to sing. You're welcome to come and observe any of it, but this is a little different than our usual festival. We're calling it Artists in Residence as a resource to these kids. They're doing an arrangement that Adam did, so he'll be talking to them a little bit about arranging and how he got involved and all that. So it'll be really a classroom experience for them. So it'll be a little different. Then Tuesday night, we'll be back here for a coaching session with Adam. Okay. So that's on Tuesday, that's our obligation, is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
At 7.
And that's here?
At here, yes. Tuesday.
So just to recap, this is not next Monday, it's the following Monday, March 4th. We're going to be at the same place where we did the fall Harmony Explosion concert, right? Say in the Valley High School Auditorium, that or the choir, one of the two. We're going to be at Valley High School. It's going to be our casual-y stuff, so our black polo-y shirt things with the khakis, that's our outfit for that evening. I'm going to propose a couple things, and we're going to see how they go tonight, but I'm thinking Tumbling Tumbleweeds, perhaps Swing Down Chariot, and then When She Loved Me are three songs that I feel like we could pick from and have in good shape. But that's what we're going to kind of spend some time on next Monday, figuring out what we're most comfortable with, but that's why I've been asking you to be off book for the last 3 weeks from all those things. So that we can roll that out and when we work with Adam and sing with the kiddos. Okay? So you have two commitments in 2 weeks. Monday night, Valley. Tuesday night, here. That's March 4th and 5th.
Okay.
Clear, everybody's? Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Anything else you're good at cost? Yes, sir?
I had a card to send to Norm last Monday, and you just all assumed that you would have signed it. So just tell him I was going to sign your card, but I couldn't make it.
How you doing, Norm?
Thank you. Fine. My whatchamacallit is... I do, Mickey.
Okay. I hope that's appropriate.
I didn't switch the tenor, so you're
okay. That's what happens when you have an operation. I wasn't based at
tenor. Okay, what do you want us back, Chief?
Well, let's go. I mean, let's take our 10, but let's be ready to start on time, okay?
Anybody we've got one more. For the signature page, I'll take it, because I'm not going to be staying out all day.
A reminder. Next week, no more rehearsal here. Following week, March 4th, we go to Valley High School, okay? We will, in our rehearsal next week, identify what we're going to sing for sure. We think we might have to do two songs. We don't even quite know all the drill yet. But the three that I'm picking from are going to be Swing Down Chariot, When She Loved Me, and then Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Okay, those are the three that we should have been off book, should be feeling comfortable with. We'll be running those next week, I'm certain. Okay, and then whatever is strongest and best, we take. But you must memorize and get off paper and be very, very confident with your words. Excellent rehearsal time. Thanks, everybody. Any closing things from anybody? If not?
Pocket squares.
Yes, bring your pocket squares.
Come in next week. I'll send you an email.
Perfect. And I got one in my car to give you, too, and I forgot to bring it in. So.